Frank Matumiak was born in Barrow in 1948. His mother was required to move there to attend the Bureau of Indian Affairs schools. Though his family had to conform somewhat to the American education system, he said his childhood was still ruled by the seasons. As part of our series looking at culture in Alaska, APRN's Ann Hillman spoke with Matumiak about what life was like when he was growing up.
We know when to hunt the whale, we know when to hunt the seals, the waterfowl. We know when they come, and we know what to expect the next month because that's where we're going to go. So we're, like the white man say, we're kind of nomadic because we did follow these seasons. Well, I grew up hunting. My parents took us out hunting in early spring before the thaw, and we used to take a boat out to the nearest lake and wait for the edge of the lake to thaw out, and when there was a water surrounding it, then we just go on the with a boat through the edge of the lake till we got to the other side, and then we put the boat on rollers and go ahead and roll it over the tundra to the next lake till summer came around. So we were out there till early May and didn't come home till in September. And at that time we used dogs to pull our boats, and we call it ukamuk. And that's how we went along. Either that, we tie ourselves to the boat and just pull the boat, since we didn't have access to the outboard motors and availability of gasoline at that time. Our whole community just lived by these seasons. We weren't like a city or anything. We didn't have none of that, because it didn't have no meaning to us. The outside world had no structure in our lifestyle. So whatever our seasons brought, this is how we lived through everything. And this is what we were taught till today.
Elder Frank Matumiak spoke with Ann Hillman in Barrow last year. He lives at the senior center there.